Balancing on a steep ridgeline overlooking Utah's Altus ski area, Mara Olivos clutches a GPS device and a large tape measure. Olivos, an ecologist with Alta, records data while one of two graduate researchers screws a tree core sampler into a tall and gnarled limber pine to find its age.
At least 100.
Oh, that's good.
100 years?
Yeah.
The evergreen trees clustering up here at the top of Little Cottonwood Canyon, east of Salt Lake City, look mostly healthy, but on this day last July, Olivos says they're finding 1 to 2 bark beetle infestations of their Engelmann spruce and limber pines each year.
We're in flight season right now, so beetles are out and about looking for trees to infest.
It's difficult to see the tiny beetles burrow into the trees. They're only 1/8 to 1/3 of an inch long, but they leave telltale signs like boring dust, and sap will ooze from the trunk. Within a year of an attack, the tree's needles will turn yellow to red. To protect their trees, Alta gets a helpful little tool from the Forest Service. On the trunks of their biggest and oldest limber pines, they've stapled what looks like a little white tea bag. These pouches are actually a chemical pheromone called verbenone that simulates a scent the mountain pine beetles use to communicate with each other, to say, there's no room at the inn.
And they've got multiple sort of scents that they send out. One is, vacancy here, you know, come to this tree and inhabit it and let's proliferate. But they also have a no vacancy pheromone. And we go and we choose the trees that we want to protect the most, and we put those verbenone packets on.
Mountain pine and spruce beetles are native insects. Their role is to thin out aging or sick trees. But in recent decades, beetle attacks are occurring with more intensity, even on healthy trees and across different ecosystems. Beetles infested more than 600,000 acres of Utah forests last year. Some blame poor management that's left forests dense and therefore more vulnerable. But scientists also point to climate change, saying winters aren't getting cold enough to kill the beetles, allowing their populations to swell. And forest managers say they don't have enough resources to protect every forest.
Whether it's ski resorts, campgrounds, where we're inviting the public up in the forest. Those are the areas that we can actively manage for bark beetles.
Darren Blackford is an entomologist with the Forest Service. He says anti-aggregant pheromones, like verbenone, can help to protect various pine and fir species, but not Engelmann spruce.
We don't have a good one for spruce beetle.
Engelmann spruce grows at high altitudes and is the most plentiful tree in Alta's canopy. Insecticide sprays can help the spruce, says Blackford, but they can harm watershed areas.
We've had recent research projects where we've collaborated with Forest Service research and even the suppliers to try to come up with an anti-aggregant pheromone that would work well, but so far we've struck out.
Alta was a mining town 100 years ago, and the boom left the mountainsides ravaged and deforested. So the ski resort is protective of any older trees they still have. Every year they recruit volunteers to plant thousands of seedlings to nurture their forest and help it diversify. And they train ski patrollers to look for signs of beetle attacks. But closely monitoring all the trees in the forest can be difficult on foot. That's why 2 years ago, Olivos teamed up with biologist Tim Brown to photograph Alta's canopy using high-resolution time-lapse cameras called Gigapan.
What the Gigapan does is it allows you to capture the pixels from any location on the mountain so that you can go there, you know, from the comfort of your desk and look at them and see, you know, what's going on that particular tree.
The program that Brown says is unique to Alta so far lets employees pull up photos from different times of year and zoom in close to study changes in individual trees. Brown says the idea is to detect any discoloration of pine needles early on and stop infestations before they worsen. And just 4 Gigapan cameras can cover 70% of the Alta area.
You know, when you're doing field work, you train an observer and they go out and take their observations and come back. But if they see something that's anomalous, you don't know if that's just because they weren't paying attention or they made a mistake or if it was actually a valid observation. And so one of the things I think is really great about this kind of data set is that it's really easy to verify it. So, you know, you can double check all your data in a way that everyone can look at it and agree that you're seeing the same thing.
The Forest Service is photographing forest canopies from airplanes, but that has its limitations. Aerial photographs can't always detect when or if certain trees have already been infested, says Blackford.
When we're seeing fading trees from the air, those beetles are already in there, and it's almost too late at that it is too late at that point to protect those trees from dying.
By replicating Alta's approach with the Gigapan, Blackford says, forest managers might be able to catch infestations earlier and save pockets of still healthy trees. And that, says Olivos, is exactly why these tree guarding tools are critical to Alta.
Every tree has taken about 50 to 100 years to grow. If we lose trees, we have decreased water quality, increased avalanche danger. If it wasn't for these incredible slopes, the incredible climate, and the wildlife, we would have nothing. We wouldn't have a ski area.
Olivos hopes that skiers shushing through these trees will come to learn what it takes to keep the slopes green, or, so to speak, that skiers can see the imperiled forest for the trees. In Alta, Utah, I'm Ross Chambliss.